With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Strap in. It's going to be a hazy few days as the National Weather Service issues a dust advisory.
Residents can expect an increase in hazy conditions across the region. Current analysis indicate that these elevated dust levels may persist through Thursday, maintaining hazy skies during this time. This dust plume may affect individuals with allergies and respiratory conditions. Those residents are advised to take necessary precautions to reduce potential health impacts.
Chief Meteorologist Kerry Powery blames the haze on a, quote, moderate concentration of Sahara dust that is moving into the Western Caribbean. Make sure to keep it locked to Radio Cayman for the latest forecast information, or you can head to weather.gov.ky. In court news, a man is on trial on charges of rape. The defendant, Joseph Medhalo Llewellyn, denies the allegations. To protect the identity of the complainant, no identifying details are being reported. The Crown alleges that Mr. Llewellyn raped a woman whom he later described to police as a, quote, friends with benefits. The prosecution opened its case to a jury of 5 women and 2 men on Monday, outlining the events they say took place. The complainant is expected to give evidence today. In other grand court news, 3 defendants, Othniel Williams, Hank Robinson Porter, and Gage McLean, faced allegations linked to a jewelry robbery in April. They're accused of taking more than $26,000 worth of items from Rocky's Diamond on North Church Street and of possessing a Taurus G2C 9mm pistol. McLean denies all charges, while Williams has indicated he intends to admit them. Robinson Porter did not enter pleas. The case is set to continue at the end of the month. And a new legal briefing is warning that changes in ownership or control of Cayman-regulated businesses can trigger approval rules, even when deals happen offshore. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Law firm Ogier says entities supervised by the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority or licensed under the Trade and Business Licensing Act may need pre-approval before share transfers, or must file notifications within set deadlines. The note says direct and indirect ownership changes, internal group restructurings, and equity incentives can all have regulatory consequences, including new license applications where control shifts. Ogier says approvals can take about 1 to 6 months, depending on the complexity of the transaction and the ownership structure. The firm urges parties to analyze approval and notification requirements early so those steps are built into transaction timetables before deals are signed or completed. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The World Meteorological Organization is warning that this year's El Niño weather pattern could develop into one of the strongest on record. The rare Super El Niño would cause surging temperatures and extreme weather around the world. The number of Ukrainians killed in a huge Russian drone and missile attack is rising. At least 18 are now known to have died. Dozens were injured across Ukraine as the overnight strikes hit apartment blocks into Dnipro and Kyiv. The Israeli military has told people who live in the southern Lebanese city of Nabatea to leave ahead of planned strikes. A spokesman accused Hezbollah of violating a ceasefire. On Monday, President Trump announced a new partial truce between Israel and Hezbollah. 2 people have died in the central Kenyan town of Nanyuki during protests against plans to establish a US-backed Ebola isolation center near a military base. One of the victims was shot near an Air Force base. Another was already dead when soldiers brought him to hospital. The government of Mozambique says that 5 of its citizens have been killed in South Africa in what it called xenophobic attacks. They're the first deaths officially linked to weeks of anti-migrant protests. Local people have been calling for tougher action against undocumented migrants. A severe tropical storm is battering southwestern Japan, where tens of thousands of homes are without power and hundreds of flights have been cancelled. 15 people have been injured in Okinawa. The storm is now heading towards Tokyo. The head coach at the centre of a spying scandal at Southampton Football Club, Tonda Eckert, has apologised, saying he's responsible for everything that happened. The club were kicked out of the final of the English Championship playoffs last month for filming an earlier opponent's training session, a breach of regulations. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.